first, let's check in with the urban mom, Amanda Breen. Valentine's Day is coming up. Hello, it's February already.
We're here. I can't believe it.
We're
I know.
Here.
It's on Thursday, February 14th. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it.
Well, something I discovered yesterday, pickle bouquets. Because everybody's done flowers, and there's cotton candy bouquets and donut bouquets. And a couple weeks ago, I discovered beef jerky bouquets, supposed to be for the guys, but I know some girls, I wouldn't mind a beef jerky bouquet. But pickle bouquet, have you seen this?
I have not, but I actually really like pickles, so I wouldn't mind one.
Yeah, a snack, it'll last longer than the flowers, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll be spending Valentine's Day at the Commodore for our 6th annual Boots and Babes Ball.
That's probably the easiest idea if you and your partner love live music and a night out. The annual Boots and Babes Ball is almost sold out, so you got to get tickets. You'll see Madeline Merlot, The Reklaws, and Sean Austin. Plus, a DJ is going to come on to keep that party going.
And I got to mention concert karaoke, which is something that me and Graham are doing. So we want to take one lucky JR listener and a friend or their significant other or the person they just met on Tinder. We'll pick you up and we'll take you home. So we'll hook you up with tickets. We'll go out for dinner that night. It's going to be a fun time. And all the details about that are on our website, jrcountry.ca.
I honestly would love to be a fly on the wall for that experience.
Or it'll be on the Instagram story. It'll be like you're there with us. Magic of technology.
I can't wait. Now, if you forgot to make a dinner rezzo and everything is booked up, because hello, yes, it's Valentine's Day, here's something a little different. The 14th is the last day of the Hot Chocolate Festival. Check out their website. Go make a list of cafes to stop at to sample a gourmet hot chocolate. Walk around downtown and do a little bit of shopping. Or if you're looking for a Galentine's idea, invite your girlfriends over for a casual night in. Bring your favorite wine or make a special cocktail. Go all out for the girls you love. Prep some strawberries, some chocolate fondue. Make it super romantic. Bring out the face masks, catch up, and obviously watch a rom-com.
Besides the chocolate, the fondue, and the dripped strawberries, I mean, every other thing you mentioned, that's like a regular weekend at my house with my girlfriends. We're in Galentine's Day all the time. Galentine's Day. I think, where did I hear that? Is that from some TV show?
I think so. I don't know. I made it up. Didn't you know? Now, these are just a few ideas and events that are happening on Valentine's Day. I've posted more at jrcountry.ca and shared the link on Facebook and Twitter, too.
Girl, I think it's time for a little me and you. I'm cut loose.